Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for March 18th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. How has AI helped with background noise during interviews? There's a clip I posted to LinkedIn that we shot of an interview with CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham at the recent FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. The first part of the clip has the background noise, and the second, the AI tools of Adobe take out or throttle back the noise. It is pretty amazing. The CME Group today launched Micro Bitcoin Euro and Micro Ether Euro Futures. There's a February 23rd press release announcing it, and has published an FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, Cryptocurrency Futures, that includes what are Micro Bitcoin Euro and Micro Ether Euro Futures. The 12th Euronext Annual Conference is set to be held at Pavilion Gabriel in Paris on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. This event will also mark the celebration of Euronext's 10th anniversary since its initial public offering, IPO. As a flagship event, it will convene close to 1,000 executives, advisors, and investors. Peter Borish, the chairman and CEO of Computer Trading Corporation, was on Bloomberg Television to talk about the markets. His comments included references to Fatal Attractions, the Seven Seas, and similar trends in cocoa and NVIDIA as a sign of inflationary pressures. By the way, the Seven Seas are cotton, coffee, cocoa, copper, crude, corn, and cattle. Abu Dhabi is introducing incentives to attract traders, including help with elite school admissions for their children and exclusive country club memberships, aiming to boost its financial center status, Bloomberg reported. Asia Next, a digital asset trading platform for institutions, co-founded by Japan's SBI Digital Asset Holdings and Switzerland's SIX Group, was welcomed by FIA on LinkedIn as a new FIA member. Based in Singapore, Asia Next offers services including tokenizing, listing, trading, clearing, settlement, and custody of various securities and non-bankable assets. The inversion of the U.S. 2-year and 10-year yield spread, known as the 2s-10 spread, or the 10-year 2-year, has reached a historical milestone. It has now remained inverted for 424 days, surpassing the previous record inversion period of 423 days observed between 1978 and 1980. Making it the longest inversion in history, CME Group's interest rate team tweeted. Patrick Young has written a commentary for the Vermiculus newsletter titled Moving to T+1 with the subheadline, At first thought it all looks so much less risky if settlement is merely an overnight novation, but on second thoughts, it's complicated. Mike Osowski shared to LinkedIn that he is starting a new position as Vice President of Business Development, Institutional Markets at BACT. Osowski has previously been head of trading operations at Valkyrie Trading, Sigrun Research LLC, as well as Chief Strategy Officer at Haymar. Brett Harrison, the founder and CEO of Architect and former president of FTX US, returned to Twitter/X after a break and offered some insights into the crypto markets. A nugget he shared included that the CME Clearinghouse has overnight margin levels set to greater than 100% for BTC futures contracts. The most interesting female Olympian in Great Britain, or the most successful one, is calling it a career. Dame Laura Kenny has decided to retire rather than compete in the upcoming Paris Olympics, which saw her win 6 medals across 3 Olympics. Quote, tying her with dressage rider Charlotte Dujardin for the most decorated British female Olympian of all time, The Telegraph reported. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: hedge funds, PE firms aim to temper SEC's WhatsApp probe, from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Phony billionaires on Facebook are scamming Americans out of their life savings, from the Wall Street Journal. And gold options look up, from Tasty Live. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content from our friends at FTSE Russell. Webinar with Grayscale: Bitcoin, the foundation of cryptocurrency sector, register today. You are cordially invited to an exclusive webinar where we analyze the position of Bitcoin within the cryptocurrency sector. Join us as we explore why Bitcoin has become the foundation of the sector, a peerless force with its unmatched resilience, adoption, and innovation. In this webinar, you'll have the opportunity to dive deep into the FTSE Grayscale Currencies Crypto Sector Index, learn about the investment case for the currency sector, explore avenues for growth in the sector, Bitcoin-based, Bitcoin-adjacent, and other. Understand how crypto sectors can be used as a management tool to assess risk. For more information and to register, please visit a link in today's newsletter. And then here's a video from JLN News. Finergo's Tracy Moore on Basel III's impact and the future of banking compliance. In a recent interview with John Lothian News, Tracy Moore, the Director of Thought Leadership and Regulatory Affairs at Finergo, explored the complexities and ramifications of Basel III regulations on the banking sector. Moore, with her extensive experience in regulatory compliance and financial technology, provided insightful perspectives on how Basel III could reshape banks' operations and strategies. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from IMC. IMC Trading invites top STEM students to compete in Global Trading Challenge. Innovative competition mimics real-life trading on Virtual Island Archipelago with a $50,000 prize pool up for grabs. Global market maker IMC today announced the return of its unique market simulation challenge, Prosperity, the world's most innovative trading challenge. Prosperity invites STEM university students worldwide to put their trading skills to the test in a virtual tropical island archipelago. Taking place from April 8th to 23rd, participants will take part in 5 trading rounds where they will be tasked with a series of challenges designed to mimic many of the dynamics encountered in the trading industry. Players must compete alone or on a team to outtrade their competition, demonstrating positional and algorithmic trading skills and basic Python knowledge in order to grow their island and put their team on a path to prosperity. My comment: IMC is running its trading challenge again. Are you ready to compete, win, and vacation? Here's a story, this one from CNN. The headline: From Wall Street to Chicago, why stock exchanges ring bells. The New York Stock Exchange opens every workday morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time with the fast-paced bang clang of a gleaming brass bell. The stock exchange, the largest in the world by market capitalization, has opened with sonic fanfare for more than 150 years. The sound, so iconic it is trademarked, reverberates across the trading floor again just before 4 p.m. Eastern Time, when the stock market closes. once a hubbub of screaming floor brokers and countless sheets of paper strewn on the ground, much of the trading is now electronic in NYSE's hybrid market. The mayhem has largely died down. My comment. The closing bell survived because the proposal to end the trading session with an electric shock to all the traders was voted down for some reason. Here's another story, this one from the Scotsman. The Scottish presence in Dubai is making a difference. Jeremy Grant. For the first time visitor to Dubai, a ride on the elevated metro that rides parallel to Sheikh Zayed Road, one of the Emirates' main road arteries, is eye-opening. Glass and concrete office towers crowd the financial district, and as you head south, your eye is drawn to vast billboards promoting ultra-luxury residential development sprouting on the outer rim of the 16-lane highway. Quote, "All dreams lead to Atlantis the Royal," unquote, proclaims one. Another, quote, "iconic tower," unquote, has enlisted Pininfarina of Italy to add some designer chic to the architectural lines of its 60 stories. My comment. The Scottish are still going forth teaching and helping to build a better world. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's China urges U.S. to stop unreasonably suppressing TikTok. Second was the JLN video, Options Discovery Episode 30, Risk Management for Options Portfolios. Hillary Till, principal at Premia Capital Management, discusses this and more with JLN's Esma Awas. Third was the Wall Street Journal's J.P. Morgan hit with nearly $350 million fine for compliance failures in trading. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Global Commodity Trading Profits Topped $100 Billion for Second Best Year Ever. The commodity trading industry reaped its second best year in terms of profits, banking over $100 billion and building up a mountain of cash to spend on assets and breaking into new markets. While earnings fell from 2022's blockbuster records, profits across the sector still easily eclipsed prior highlights, such as in 2008-09, according to analysis from consultancy Oliver Wyman, LLC. Quote, "We saw pretty good margins overall, and that is practically because things continue to be a little bit tight on the supply-demand side," unquote, consultant Adam Perkins said in an interview. Here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. The headline, Prediction Mark Kalshi to take bets on crypto settled in dollars. Kalshi, the lone regulated prediction market platform in the U.S., is moving to grab a piece of the crypto action as digital currencies bounce back from a two-year slump. Starting Monday, the New York-based company will let clients bet on five different cryptocurrency price outcomes, a company spokesman told CoinDesk. Examples include when Bitcoin, BTC, will reach $100,000 and the highest priced Ethereum's Ether, ETH, will reach in 2024. Additional markets are set to launch on Tuesday. To be clear, while these bets are about crypto, they will be placed in US dollars, like all other markets on Kalshi. Traders on the platform have bet on questions such as how many rate cuts the Federal Reserve will make this year, how many inches of snow will fall in New York in March, and who would win the Oscar for best screenplay. And then finally, here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, Record low U.S. options skew shows investor confidence on stock market rally. Quote, no one is really worried about small downturns, unquote, says investors. A closely watched gauge of stock market sentiment has hit its most extreme level since 2008, as option traders increasingly focus on capturing further gains in soaring indices rather than worrying about a potential sell-off. An almost 25% rise for the Wall Street's benchmark S&P 500 index since the start of November has wrong-footed traders who had expected high interest rates to trigger a recession. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcasts among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.